The Buzzer After Hours. Who says nothing good happens after 2 a.m.? Music. Stories. Just dropped releases. The After Party. Nothing is taboo. Join us Wednesdays. After Hours.
Hey, y'all. I am Shay, and this is the Buzzer After Hours show, episode 26. Welcome to Buzz Play, a show of new releases from independent artists around the world. We will hear releases from Canada, the United States, Singapore, and the United Kingdom. Featured artist is Kevin Estrella, frontman for rock band Pyramid on Mars. The Hamilton, Canada band dropped the second track from their upcoming album, Cosmic Angels. Enjoy the show. To kick off the show, a track releasing August 20th, a summer anthem by London, UK alt-rock band The Great Leslie. Another banger. Everything from Last Night.
I fell in the water, you stopped me sinking. Won't forget the times we kept forgetting. Won't forget how my head was always spinning. And every day we would dance in the sunlight. And every morning I would say something like, I can't remember everything from last night. I got so drunk.
So Americana.
When the pretty girls came up to us in the club, I shrunk.
So Canadians.
I'm dead and there were no entries for memory lane.
Those stony places.
But I know I was happy despite my current brain. I did not know she was undercover. I smell of perfume and I'm repenting sin again. Down on my knees, begin with amen. And every day we were dancing in the sunlight.
Wow. What the band has produced is a seductive single that gets you dancing. It shows the musical versatility of the band and the different aspects of the Great Lassie sound. It's fresh yet familiar, powerful and playful, and a banger in every sense of the word. Love it. Our second spin, the July 2nd release by psychedelic indie pop rock band Beatnik. Free Your Mind is a classic funk and disco tune that fans will love. Modern pop fans that dig Dua Lipa will love this track as well. Free Your Mind. This latest single is a psychedelic funk-filled ride, finding love in unexpected places and trying to resist those sensations. It's a great release, and the band is from Logan, United States. And now, 24/7 by pop artist XS, released July 24th. Currently creating in Singapore, XS is a Malaysian singer-songwriter. She uses her platform to advocate for female empowerment and celebrating who you are.
friends. You need to postpone. They'll understand. We need time alone. So just hit send and switch off your phone.
Debuting on the music scene this year, XS has released multiple singles and her debut album, Good Girls Don't Speak Their Minds. Despite being a pop album, the music draws influences from jazz, Latin, country, and electronic. The artist is an incredible lyricist that takes inspiration from her personal experiences. Next spin is Come Underneath My Covers, by United States artist The Meskimo. The artist released the track July 12th. It is a collab with Argentinian guitarist Fernando Paul. Fernando is responsible for the guitar playing, and all other sounds are The Meskimo. The title pretty much sums it up. It's about sex. What do you do with a lover underneath your covers? So listeners, come underneath my covers.
We'll be right back.
The Meskimo is getting noticed and building a solid fan following. The music is infused with rock, blues, and psychedelic indie pop nuances. We follow the Meskimo with a track by Lottie called Lights Out. Lights Out is the first single to be released from her debut album. It is an upbeat pop track infused with piano elements and dancehall style drums. Lottie is based in Singapore, yet hails from Essex, England. Her songs fall into the indie pop genre and are all voiced from a lesbian perspective.
Oh my girl, she got me high. I can't help myself and I feel it right there in her kiss. She's the one I'm gonna miss. Oh my girl, she's got me high. And I could say great, but it's cold and it's dark with the lights out. We're a mess, but I cling to the thought of you holding me again. But you're giving me nothing. No, 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 no. But you're giving me nothing. My girl, she got me lost. A thousand seas she's roamed across, and I could never make her stay. Guess that's why she went away. Oh my girl, she got me lost. And I could say great, but it's cold and it's dark with the lights out. We're a mess, but I cling to the thought of you holding me again. But you're giving me nothing. No, 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 no. But you're giving me nothing. I wanted was your love, and all I wanted was your heart. But you're giving me nothing. No, 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 no.
The lyrics lament about a troublesome relationship and depict the turbulent emotions of failing love. And before Kevin joins our show, we're going to close the playlist part of the night with Two Stars Collide by Stringbone. The talented folk artist hails from Southern Ontario, Canada. The video to this release premiered on June 18th this year. Incredible work by Mary James Payne, known as Stringbone, and Emma Hefke. Check it out on YouTube.
Two Two cars collide at breakneck speed. One rolled over and spilled its seeds. Like two locomotives, there was nothing left but damaged parts flying in the air. One small decision changes everything. Like the day you left me in the middle of this thing. I couldn't help myself starting out clean. I was worrying about the stars and just everything. I knew that we were two lovers distant. For the stars, the fireflies and Venus and Mars. Two stars collide, watching Baldry sing. We were dancing on chairs in a sweaty ring. I took you home and we fell in sync. Our hearts were beating to a lover's beat. I knew that we
from the upcoming album, Cosmic Angels, Pyramids on Mars, Phoenix from the Ashes is up next. The song released July 8th, Pyramid on Mars, is an instrumental rock band from Hamilton, Canada. And frontman Kevin Estrella joins us for a chat after we listen. So y'all, Phoenix from the Ashes.
Thank you.
Hi, Kevin. How are you?
Hi, Shay. Thanks for having me back on.
Oh, it's always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. Very cool release. Very cool release. And we're going to talk about that and also the video, which I got a sneak peek out and is going to be released soon. So tell us a bit about the track.
Well, Ashes from the Phoenix, or Phoenix from the Ashes, I should say. That song was written last year, and it was one of the songs that kind of came out of struggles because of everything that everybody's been going through for the last year. It's been really dragging people down. And it was my way to COVID, COVID and everything like that. So okay. I was getting really, really down and depressed. And the song is about basically breaking through into your highest self and creating something incredible out of desperation and fight. When your back is against the wall, then sometimes that's when you produce your best work. And I really think this is one of those things with this song. The way the song came together, the energy in this song, and the fact that the song was actually written in one take. In fact, actually, the majority of the music on my new album, Cosmic Angels, the songs were all written in one take. In fact, it was almost like I wasn't even writing the song. All my songs are written with the chord progression. It's all about the chord progression of the song. That's what the song, foundation is. And so I would sit there, and then the song would just come together in one whole take, every single movement of the song, and I did not have to change anything. There was no changes made to the structure of the song. It just came from the edge of the black. So, and that's the really cool thing about this album, is that it's completely free flow how the music was written.
And is that normal for your creative process, or is this a change?
It's a big change, because my other previous releases, the songs took work and they came together in pieces, a little piece here, a little piece there. Mm-hmm. But my new teachers, put it that way, from above, have been teaching me about connecting with the consciousness of the universe and speaking through that and co-creating with the universe, when letting go of your ego, and just flowing with the universe and letting the music write itself. And so these are like free flow songs that just come together and they tell a story. And that's what the song is about. It's telling a story, and it's a stream of consciousness. And when you listen to the song, it does tell you a story. Rather than constructing a song piece by piece with a broken flow of consciousness, which is what a lot of people do. They sit there and they write and write and write and write. Mm-hmm. This is just free flow consciousness. And I'm sure I know that composers like Mozart and Bach did that kind of stuff. They just sat down and played and wrote something right there on the spot. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's about.
That's definitely a banger release. I love it. What I like about instrumental is that by having the lyrics stripped away and not present, you're able to connect more soulfully to me, to the music. And that's what I like about your music. It sort of gives you a mental trip, so to speak. Talk a bit about the influences on your music. Like you were talking about people up above. You're an experiencer, right?
Oh, sure. Yes, I'm an experiencer, which means I have a lot of extraterrestrial contact. And I work closely with a group called the Ponti, who are Zetas from the planet Pontel, Zeta Reticuli system. They've been in contact with me for quite a while. Their teachings have to do with where creativity comes from. Mm-hmm. And they talk about going to the edge of the black of the universe. They say, go to the edge of the black of the universe where nothingness and everything exists. turn around and wait for the next song to be played to you. And then you basically co-create mm-hmm. with the collective consciousness your music. So you're adding your emotional interpretation and your highest self to the creative process. And then you're, in a sense, creating with the universe, and mm-hmm. the music is flowing through you and back and return the receiving back out to the universe. This is not my ideas. This is what they were teaching me.
Would you consider these messages?
Well, no, I would consider them because they talk a lot on Twitter, but, Sue Walker, the telepath for the Ponte, we talked a lot, and then it would be Tini or Thera, who would be sending me these messages. And some of them I've actually printed off, and they're on my wall, and I've turned them into poems, but they're also teachings in regards to how to write my music and how to do it. And, for example, I'll just read you one thing that these are the instructions, and mm-hmm. this is how I write my music with, Tina gave me instructions in regards to tonal languages, and that mm-hmm. in tonal yes. languages, because you have to understand that dolphins and whales speak in tonal language, and it's a communication, and they're helping me use these same techniques in my music, particularly mm-hmm. with the phrasings of my lead guitar, which are the melodies, my melodies of my music, and they're memorable and repeatable, and this is part of the teachings. So, they say mm-hmm. on tonal languages, harmonic variations on repeating themes are strongly utilized. Repeating phrases in music are like rhyming phrases in spoken language and allow memorization and accurate retelling of the original story. It's easier to learn and remember. Besides the intent of your emotional sending out beyond the edges of time, your music story needs an introduction, a climax, and an ending. So these are some of the teachings that they've given me. And this is how I write my music.
That's amazing. You referred a bit back in our talk about Edge of the Black. And that is your third album. Am I correct?
That was my third album. That's right.
Yeah, your third album. Was that the point that you met up with this, or you connected with the Ponte?
No, I've been in contact with the Ponte for about six years. However, it was during the writing of The Edge of the Black where I was really starting to discover these things that were happening and these things that they were teaching me with tonal language and telepathic storytelling. And The Edge of the Black, they gave me that album title came from them. So I thought that was just great because that's where the music comes from. He says, why don't you call your album The Edge of the Black? I'm like, yes, that's perfect.
Yeah. Well, I would encourage any listener to go out and pick that up because I don't know if you recall, Kevin, but I purchased that CD for both my sons. And they love it.
Yes.
Yeah, they love it. It was signed by you too. And they love it. And as Zachary said, it's insane music. It's absolutely incredible album. And I look forward to the upcoming album, Cosmic Angels. This is the second single of that. And the first single was On Dragon's Wings.
That's correct.
Okay, so is the album going to be a concept album? Because both singles are somewhat Fantasia.
No, this album is not so much a concept album, but it takes you on several different journeys because half of the album is written on my signature guitar. So those songs have a real Rush sound influence to them. And the other cool thing is that I purchased because Geddy Lee Rush is my favorite bass player, and I've always wanted a Rickenbacker, the bass that he used to play back in the 70s. I actually was able to purchase a 1976 Rickenbacker, just like Geddy Lee's. So that's the bass that's on all my albums. So the bass.
Oh my God. That's a real Rush.
That's a real Rush. Yeah. So you're going to hear in this album, the bass is really predominant in the mix, because I really like the guitar. It's about the guitar. It's about the band. Mm-hmm. And you really need to have the bass as important as the guitar, as the drums are. It all works as one unit. And that's kind of different about my instrumental music. There's a lot of guitarists out there who are instrumental, but yeah. I find the rhythm guitars get drowned out, and you can't hear the bass on a lot of these albums. And the lead guitar is usually cranked so high that you can't hear the rest of the song. And I'm like, dude, I want to hear the song. I don't want to hear you soloing. Mm-hmm. I want to hear a song. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm into music. I like Tool. I like Led Zeppelin. You know, I want to hear a song, dude. Stop soloing. Play me a song. And that's where the influence, that's where my music comes from. Yeah, I want to write a song.
And your music, in terms of the guitar thing, you approach your music different than in terms of guitar than other guitarists.
Yes, that's from my classical upbringing and influence. I don't really listen to a lot of guitar players. I'm more influenced by Baroque classical music, particularly Bach mm-hmm. and Antonio Vivaldi. And I mm-hmm. am more attracted to what is going on with violin melodies. And that is that's where my influence comes from. When I'm playing the guitar, when I'm like writing leads in the guitar, I think of my guitar more like, what would a violin play? And so that is my approach mm-hmm. in the guitar. I play my guitar more like a violin. I'm probably more these days Antonio Vivaldi influenced more than the Bach, but mm-hmm. it's just the way it comes out. And that's just what I love. So that's what I focus on.
And I thought another one of your influences was Malmsteen.
Well, Yngwie Malmsteen is an influence as well. From a guitar point, yes, he's definitely an influence. So, there's a lot of that influence in me as well, for sure.
So let's talk about the video.
Sure.
Let's talk about the video. You did a collaboration or some sort of involvement with Shen Shen.
Yes.
What was your approach? Was it your idea? Was it Shen's idea? Was it a collab?
It was more my artistic direction of what I wanted to do. So he did the videography for On Dragon's Wings and Phoenix from the Ashes. So I wanted to have a video that was a mixture of live performance and then something, and then something else that was telling the story of the song. And so with On Dragon's Wings, we went out to a location in Toronto, and we went to the Guild, which is this beautiful location. They do a lot of weddings there, and we did a couple video shoots there, and it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun, and he's just got this amazing art talent to how he makes videos. Like he's moving around all the time, different angles. He could be on the ground. He could be raising his camera up in the air, or he's zooming in, or then he takes his camera and he spins it and it's spinning around, and then he does all this really neat stuff. And it's just, I just love his, his art. And, and then I added, for On Dragon's Wings, since the song is about befriending a dragon, we used footage from How to Tame Your Dragon, that movie, and added that into the video. Okay. And that really told the story.
I saw that.
But with Phoenix and the Ash from the Ashes, I'm a huge gamer, and one of my favorite games is the Assassin's Creed series.
No.
And so then I wanted to make a really cool video using Assassin's Creed. So that's what this video has, is me playing, and it's mixed with footage from Assassin's Creed. And this video just kicks ass. Just love it.
Oh, I love it too. I love it. And very talented stageware designer as well.
Yeah. Yes. Shay, get my dog. She made all my stageware. When you see the videos, if you want what I'm wearing, talk to Shay, because she made them. Everything. From the pants. Yeah, from the pants to my cloak.
I was blown away. Yeah. Now, the reason I'm mentioning is not for a plug. I love the way he picked up on it. And you picked up on it and incorporated with the Assassin's Creed. It was awesome. Looked really good. I was impressed.
Yeah. Yeah, with the cloak, the cloak that you made me, it worked perfect for the video, eh?
Yeah.
And you see it just slide in there a bit. It's like, wait a second, he's dressed up like an Assassin's Creed dude. Yeah, because Shay made it.
Yeah, I thought it was amazing. I was like, wow. No, it really upped the game on the stage. I loved it. But since we got the listeners' interest in your first single of the upcoming album, we're going to spin on Dragon's Wing right now. I'm going to go to the next one. Okay, so the On Dragon's Wings and Phoenix from the Ashes will be on the upcoming album Cosmic Angels. Has a release date been set yet?
I think the album is going to be released probably the winter solstice, so probably close to December, I would say.
Good, in time for Christmas sales.
Yes, there you go.
Yeah, that's good. Mm-hmm. I look forward to it. How many tracks are going to be on the album?
Oh, there will be 10 tracks. There's always 10 tracks on my albums. So it's a good CD. Lots of music. And there's lots of variety to it because some of my songs sound like Tool. So, and some of my songs have a Shatter Instinct, my old band influence. And one song sounds like Type O Negative. It's a kind of a tribute to Peter Steele, who passed away, the lead singer and bassist for Type O Negative. I wrote a song that's dedicated to him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And how did he influence you?
Oh my God. He's just, his charisma, his energy. That's the whole sound of Type O Negative, of, you know, that's like a goth metal. No band sounds like them. And his singing, cause he's got such a deep baritone voice when he went, and it was just the whole thing, their whole band was just phenomenal. I saw Type O Negative 3 times in concert. I was, you know, I love them. And it was devastating when he died. So one day I just picked up my Les Paul and this song came out in one take, and I was just thinking about him, and this very Type O Negative sounding song came out. So this is that one song sounds like Type O Negative. But it's like losing a brother basically when you listen to the song. It's sad.
I get that. Well, I look forward to hearing the whole album.
Me too. Me too.
I'm impressed that you're sticking with the 10 tracks. I love it when bands put out a full album versus a quick EP, because it gives more of a, because it's more of a journey. It goes back to the days in the 70s, 80s, 90s, where, you know, where you'd buy a full album and spend the weekend reading the jackets and
listening to it.
The entire, yeah. Actually I see not a lot, but it's starting to be more of a thing where artists are putting out a 10 track album.
Well, I'm glad to see that, because I don't think the album should die. It's people are so used to fast food music, but you know, you don't really get to experience the album when you can actually hold a vinyl in your hand and put the album on, and you're digesting it, listening to it, and getting to look at the artwork in the album. It's a complete experience, but it's also albums are, you have to realize, these are time capsules for bands of what was going on at the time in their lives and why the music sounds like that on that particular album. You know, 100%. It's their time capsules. They really are. You know, like go listen to Dark Side of the Moon. You know, mm-hmm. that was a particular time in Pink Floyd's life, and that the songs said something. Go listen to Animals. There was another things that were going on at that time. And it's like the history is in the music. You know, it's
100%. 100%.
Same with Led Zeppelin. Any band.
Yeah, David Bowie. I've been doing a lot of research on the artists, and it's incredible. And I actually, until you actually said that, I didn't see that. It's a great way of explaining the album, that it's an era, it's that time.
Time capsule. A
time capsule. It's an amazing way of saying it. You gave me some content, Kev.
There you go.
You
can carry that. Take it. Yeah. Please carry it on. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for hopping on the podcast and sharing your music. And I love your music, but you know that I'm one of your biggest supporters. And I look forward to the full album.
Thank you, Shay.
Yeah. Have a good night. Closing, a quote from Sean Higgins: "Every day the clock resets. Your wins don't matter. Your failures don't matter. Don't stress on what was. Fight for what could be." And that brings us to the end. When the show goes silent, take a minute to reflect. Remember, without music, our canvas is blank. Cheers. Well, that's a wrap for tonight. Episodes run every Wednesday. Who shows up or what we talk about? Who knows right now? Live on the edge. Just tune in and enjoy. See you next Wednesday. From my pad to yours, After Hours. Subscribe feeds at thebuzzerpod.com. Cheers.